Good afternoon, I'm Al Cresta. St. John Paul II seemed to like March for publishing encyclicals. Coming up on March 25th, he published, Mother of the Redeemer, back, I think it was 1987. And then he published Evangelium Vitae as well on March 25th. I bring this up because one of the great events for Ave Maria Radio in the next year will be visiting Poland. We'll be doing that. Steve Ray will be leading our trip to Poland. And it is incredibly rich with the lives of the saints. Again, 20th century saints. So these are men and women who really breathe the same air that we breathe. St. John Paul II, of course, probably the best known, but you've also got remarkable media figure, Maximilian Kolbe. Many people don't realize, because of his heroic death, many people don't realize that he was the might say, the biggest, quote, media star in Poland at that period. You've got St. Faustina. And then, of course, you've got the great philosopher Edith Stein, all associated with Poland. Poland is also the place of Auschwitz. In other words, Poland serves as one of the most consequential countries of the 20th century. You know, I know people think about Germany because of Hitler. They think of the United States and the Soviet Union because of the Cold War. But Poland plays a central role throughout the 20th century because of where it's located, because it served as a buffer between the Soviet Union and Europe, because Hitler had to pass through Poland in order to get his living space, as he called it, on his way to try to vanquish the Soviet Union. It is a country filled with remarkable saints, remarkable history. And I'm looking forward to being there in August with Steve Ray.
I'm looking forward to having you there, Al. You're going to love this. We've done this a number of times, and people are always amazed at how surprised they are by Poland, not only by the deep spirituality, but by the beauty and the friendliness. And it's an amazing – and, you know, it's amazingly affordable, too, more so than other pilgrimages, because I don't know why. It's just the economy is – is strong.
Allows
there,
you to do that,
but it allows you to do that. For example, England, to do what we're going to do here would be almost $2,000. Well, $1,500 more. Israel's $1,000 more. This one is very affordable for people to go to Poland.
So let's talk a little bit about what we're looking at when we go to Poland. It's filled with history, the collapse of the Soviet-style communism. Really, the bomb that goes off is with the trade union Solidarity.
Yes,
in
like
Poland,
Walesa.
And the encouragement of John Paul II. What's the history we're touching on there?
Oh, we're going to see a lot of that. We don't get to go up to Gdansk because that's too far up north for the 10 days that we're doing this. But we're going to see a lot. We're going to land in Warsaw. That's the capital, of course. And we're going to show people the devastation from World War II and the Soviet time, but also what these amazing Polish people have done since the wall fell, the incredible revival they've had in the whole structure of the cities, the beauty of it, the rebuilding of things, and they're staying strong Catholics. That's what's so amazing to me. The churches are full. I remember when we were in Krakow, we're going to go to a mass with the local people there. But we got there and it was packed. The people were standing outside in the parking lot. Young people. This isn't old people. This isn't a geriatrics parish.
Yeah.
I mean, the churches are full of people and they're vibrant Catholics. And so we arrive in Warsaw and we're going to see a lot of that. Also, we're going to see the walls and the areas from the Nazi times and the Soviet Union. And it's very sobering in a way. But you know what it is? It's very encouraging, too, to walk through this land where you say, this is where the ghetto was, the Warsaw ghetto. Mm-hmm. And this is where the Soviet Union walls were that blocked things. But Look at the people. They survived it. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they held fast to the faith. And it was John Paul II and with Lech Walesa up in Gdansk and Ronald Reagan who brought that wall down. It wasn't the East Germans. It wasn't the Czechoslovakians or Romanians. Right? Nope. It was the Polish people that brought that wall down. It's them that brought liberation, and it's because of their Catholicism that did it.
That's exactly right. And again, Cold War historians are very clear on the role that Poland played, John Paul II.
And especially in Warsaw, we walk through that. I mean, you sense it. You feel it. There's a big monument to the heroes of that, and we get to go up and take pictures. I mean, I wanted to crawl right in and be one of those guys in this big monument, you know, because I respect them. Even when I was, you know, people used to tell Polak jokes. Yeah. And I'd always say, don't ever tell them. And this goes back to when I was young, because I realized the courage of these people in their Catholicism. I said, don't ever tell me a Polak joke. You can tell me there was a Soviet who did this one time, but don't ever tell me a joke about a Polak.
Well, Father Jerzy Popiuszko, again, a remarkable hero, the priest to the Trade Union Solidarity who was martyred, murdered.
Yep.
And the story is stunning. If you've never heard that story, he is one of the and he was a simple priest too. He wasn't as a brilliant intellectual or something.
He had no intention of becoming a martyr or doing it. He did this because of his love for the Lord and the people there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're gonna the first day we have Mass at his tomb.
Wow.
It's at the St. Stanislav Kostka Church in Warsaw, and we will go there and we'll see his tomb and all pictures like a museum of him and tell the story. People that don't know the story, after this trip, they'll know the story and have celebrated Mass at his tomb.
Very good. Tell us where else we're going to be heading.
Well, one of them, I can't even say this word, Niepokalanów. The Polish
Maximilian Kolbe, yeah.
The Polish words are, there's a lot of whooshes and zwooshes with the language. But this city is, this will be our second day. It's called the Immaculata, the City of the Immaculata. It's dedicated to Mary. And what he did there was built an incredible, with the Franciscans, an incredible media empire there. And it wasn't to make money. He was printing tracts and newspapers and newsletters, and he was publishing. He started the radio broadcasting.
Right.
And
right.
When we're there, we're going to see all his printing presses and his radio stations and all the things he used back then. But he was on the cutting edge of the media.
He was.
And when we're there, the guide, who his name is Alex, and he's a historian and a devout Catholic, and he's brilliant. He will explain to us what Maximilian Kolbe did helped the Polish people survive both the Nazis and the Soviet because they were so strong in the faith, partly because he disseminated all of these millions of pieces of literature. It made the Polish people educated and strong, so when the totalitarian powers came, they were able to resist.
Yeah. And again, a heroic death as well.
Yep. And I kind of like it that Ave Maria Radio is sponsoring and working with us on this one because this is one of the heroes of the media right there.
It is. He created a Catholic media empire in Poland, which of course made him vulnerable made him vulnerable to the Nazis. So what are we doing with St. Faustina?
Well, we go to the convent where she was. And one of the sisters of her order is going to give us a talk and explain her influence in her life and what they do there at the convent. And that's really quite impressive to have one of her sisters there. But we spend a half a day there, Al, in the convent among the sisters. We will pray the Divine Mercy in the chapel where Maria Faustina prayed it. And we will get to pray that among the sisters and in front of her relics. I have a funny story about that, though, when we were there. The last time I pulled out my iPhone because obviously I don't speak Polish and they're all praying. And like I said, it's all, you know, the Polish language is so hard to understand. Well, I pulled out my iPhone so I could follow the prayer, you know, the Divine Mercy.
Yeah.
And this old nun came over to me and she slapped me and says, not here. You don't have this here. And she thought I was doing emails or something. You know? And I said, sister, I don't know Polish. This is the Divine Mercy. So I can, I'm so sorry. She said, she pats her cheeks. Oh, I'm so sorry. But that's one of the things we get to do there. We'll spend a half a day going. And they got a great tower you can go up in and kind of have a bird's eye view of the whole area, but it gives people a real sense of closeness to Sister Maria Faustina and the Divine Mercy, and we'll do talks on that as well about the Divine Mercy while we're there.
Again, Poland plays a central role in the history of the 20th century. Divine Mercy, of course, central to Catholic spirituality, emerges from Poland. You've got St. Edith Stein, who becomes a major figure in the discussion between Judaism and Catholicism in the 20th yeah. century, where the relationship was largely mended. You've got the collapse of Soviet-style communism with John Paul II there. And you've got Maximilian Kolbe, who dies a martyr's death yep. in Auschwitz, because he was, again, he held Poland together during a tremendous time of strife. Did. So you some of the major moments of the 20th century have their origins in Poland.
And it's a remarkable thing.
A lot of people have no idea.
And the whole story of Maximilian Kolbe, that there was a man who was caught for something. I don't remember the exact details off the top of my head here, but he was going to be killed. And Maximilian Kolbe, these guys would stand for hours out in the snow in the cold, yep. and they couldn't go to the yep. bathroom or anything. They'd stand there with the guns aimed at them. And this guy was condemned to die, and Maximilian mm-hmm. Kolbe stepped up and said, "I'll take his place." And they said, "Who are you? I'm a Catholic priest, and I'll die for him." And they did. They put him in a cell and they starved him to death. And later, and it was only not even a whole lot of years ago, maybe 5 years ago, the man who he saved came back to Poland with his whole family to thank, to show his gratitude to John Paul II, or I remember who it was. But he came back, and we're going to tell that story while we're there, too. It's an amazingly moving story of him giving his life for another man.
Let's talk about when this has to happen, because the dates, again, it's August. We begin this August 20th?
Right. And it's really August 21st we leave, and we are really just starting to promote it now and market it. And I would say that if someone wants to go, they should sign up relatively quickly, because our trips are selling out months in advance.
Yeah.
And since this one is only August, we still have a month or two, but I wouldn't wait too long.
Yeah.
I would sign up pretty quick, because this will fill up.
Yeah. One bus is already full.
Yeah, it is. And so, I'm looking forward to having you with us, Al, because you're always making a pilgrimage exciting and fun to have you along. You and me and Janet, and then we'll have the guide, Alex, and we'll have a second guide as well. But this is going to be full of information, full of prayer and masses at the holy sites. It's an incredible trip. You know, just for example, Wadowice is the hometown of John Paul II. We're going to go where he was baptized. You'll be able to go up and renew your baptismal vows in his font where he was baptized, and see where he celebrated his first Mass. And his home has been turned into a museum. We could spend hours in there just looking at pictures you're never going to see anywhere else of him when he was young and when he was a priest and so on. It's a whole wonderful museum that we get to walk through in his hometown.
Breathing the air he breathed.
Yeah, it's really quite amazing. And these Polish people are so proud of him. Oh, you can just sense the pride in this country for that, for their saint, John Paul II.
You can tell the history of the 20th century through Poland.
You really can.
Yeah, and we'll be doing that coming up. How do people get in touch with us on this?
Well, they can go to my website or your website, and they can also call Corporate Travel. What I would do is call them directly at 866-468-1420.
Okay. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.